This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has inaugurated the 60th All India Conference of Directors General and Inspectors General of Police, DGP-IGP, in Raipur, Chhattisgarh. In his address, the Union Home Minister said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the DGSP and IGSP conference has emerged as a key forum for resolving the country's internal security challenges, ranging from identifying problems and challenges to formulating strategies and policies. On Nexalism, Mr. Shah stated that in the last 7 years, the central government has strengthened the security grid by constructing 586 fortified police stations. As a result, the number of Naxal-affected districts has come down from 126 in 2014 to just 11 today, he added. Mr. Shah vowed that the country will be completely free from the menace of Naxalism before the next DGSP and IGSP conference. Referring to broader security challenges, Mr. Shah said, the Modi government has provided permanent solutions to the three hotspots which had become a festering wound for the nation, Naxalism, the Northeast and Jammu and Kashmir. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will preside over various sessions of the conference scheduled today and tomorrow. Election Commission, EC, has issued a point-by-point rebuttal to all apprehensions and termed the allegations made by the TMC delegation as baseless. A 10-member delegation led by Rajya Sabha MP Derek O'Brien met the Election Commission in New Delhi yesterday over the issue of ongoing Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rolls in West Bengal. The commission asked the delegation to submit claims and objections after 9th of December when the draft list is shared with them. The commission said till then the party should not interfere with the independent functioning of booth-level officers, election registration officers and district election officers who are state government employees on deputation to election-related works. The commission also wrote a letter to Director General Police of West Bengal and Kolkata Police Commissioner to ensure that the BLOs are not pressurized and threatened by the political party workers. The poll body has also directed all DEOs to ensure new polling stations in slums, high-rise buildings and gated residential colonies, as is being done across India based on its instructions. Cyclonic storm Ditwa over coastal Sri Lanka is moving north-northwest with a speed of 7 km per hour during the past 6 hours, about 40 km west of Sri Lanka during the last 6 hours. It is located 270 km south-southeast of Karaikal, 380 km from Puducherry and 490 km away from south of Chennai. It is very likely to move towards north-northwestwards across Sri Lanka and reach over southwest Bay of Bengal near North Tamil Nadu and South Andhra coast by early morning of 30th of this month. The delta areas of the state has been witnessing continuous downpour since Friday evening due to Cyclone Ditwa. The operations of flights between Chennai and Sri Lanka have been affected due to Cyclone Ditwa. The neighbouring island nation has been severely hit due to adverse weather conditions. Flights have been delayed, diverted or cancelled. Warning has been given to coastal areas even as squally wind speed reaching about 70 km per hour may become gale winds, gusting up to 80 km per hour is likely to prevail along the coast of Tamil Nadu till Sunday. The cyclonic storm Ditwa continues to wreak havoc in Sri Lanka, triggering floods and landslides across multiple regions, leaving homes destroyed and transport links cut off. India has rushed emergency assistance under Operation Sagar Bandhu, with naval ships delivering essential relief supplies. Authorities in Colombo report that the storm moves north-northwestwards and is expected to remain over the island till today. India has been re-elected to the Council of the International Maritime Organization, IMO, for 2026-27 with highest vote tally. The council elections were held during the 34th session of IMO Assembly in London yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.